poll, most Americans say high prices force them to change eating habits. By Hannah Blow on April 30, 2022. High prices in President Joe Biden's America are forcing Americans to change their eating habits. A Rasmussen Report survey released Thursday found. The vast majority of Americans, 87%, acknowledge that they are paying more for groceries now than they were 1 year ago. That includes 93% of Republicans, 85% of Democrats, and 84% of Independents. The overall outlook is not positive either, as 64% predict they will be paying even more for groceries 1 year from now, with just 9% predicting it will be lower. Once again, there is a consensus across the board, as 77% of Republicans, 55% of Democrats, and 63% of Independents say they will be paying more for groceries 1 year from now. The survey also asked respondents if the rising food prices caused them to change their eating habits, and 55% said it has. Half of Democrats say this is the case for them, and 62% of Republicans and 56% of Independents said the same. Republicans, 77%, are more likely than Democrats, 55%, or those not affiliated with either major party, 63%, to expect that the amount they spend on groceries a year from now will be higher. Democrats are less likely to say rising food prices have caused them to change their eating habits. Women, 58%, are more likely than men, 53%, to say rising food prices have caused them to change their eating habits. Older Americans are more likely than those under 40 to say they're paying more for groceries now than they were a year ago. The survey was taken April 18 to 19, 2022 among 1,000 U.S. adults and has a +3% margin of error. It comes as Biden and Democrats continue to suffer negative ratings heading into the midterm elections, as they refuse to take responsibility for high gas prices and rampant inflation. While one-third of Americans say they have actively had to cut groceries in order to afford gas, Democrats remain in denial. Both Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, held a press conference on Thursday where they blamed Russia, as well as oil and gas companies, for stunningly high prices. "No. I don't think the public is blaming Democrats," Pelosi said, ignoring the left-wing policies that led to the current state of affairs, including printing trillions of dollars and slashing American energy independence. "I think they're blaming oil companies. They will blame all of us if we don't do something about the fossil fuel industry," the 82-year-old Democrat added. Watch.